All right, let's give you the recruiting report tonight here on Sports Talk. And our recruiting report on Sports Talk is brought to you by Seawells. Hope you got a chance to get to Seawells this week for the daily lunch and buffet and enjoy a great meal. If not, you've got all next week and the following weeks to do so. Make sure you put that on your agenda for lunch. Seawells Daily Lunch and Buffet, 11 to 2. And with spring and summer, spring here, summer coming, you got the big special event. You want the very best from the catering side of things. You need to call Seawells. Let them take care of business for you. 803-771-7385 online at SeawellsCateringSC.com. First, women's basketball. USC is out of the running for the number one prospect in the 24 class. 6'10", Sarah Strong of Charlotte, in an ESPN story this morning, revealed that her final three choices are North Carolina, Connecticut, and Duke. She's the daughter of South Carolina natives Danny Strong and Allison Feaster. Furman wing 6'4", Marcus Foster, has put his name into the NCAA transfer portal, John, according to Rivals.com. This season, Foster averaged 17 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. Cornerback Shamari Earls of Chester, Virginia, has USC in his final 10. The others are Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Duke, Maryland, Michigan State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Texas A&M. Defensive tackle Sterling Sanders of Blythewood attended the USC Junior Day January 20th, is hopeful of landing an offer from the Gamecocks. He talked with defensive line coach Travion Robertson on his visit and was told they like his size and how he can run. Sanders said Georgia Southern and Coastal Carolina have been showing him the strongest interest at this point. He plans to visit those two this spring, along with Georgia Tech, Charlotte, and Appalachian State. South Carolina defensive end Terrell Dawkins has put his name into the NCAA transfer portal, John, according to Rivals.com. Dawkins transferred to USC from NC State. Prior to the 2022 season, he played in 9 games in his 2 seasons with the Gamecocks and recorded 3 tackles. 2026 cornerback Dorian Barney of Suwanee, Georgia, was at Clemson last week, and he'll visit USC April the 4th. He's at Georgia Tech today, and his other visits coming up will be Georgia, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, and Colorado. USC offered 2027 defensive tackle Valdin Sone. And I'm making up the pronunciation. It could be Valdin Sone, but I like Valdin Sone. 6'4", 287 of Sweden. Sweden's got football players. He visited earlier in the week with some other guys from his school. He's been visiting schools, and he also picked up offers from Georgia, Florida, UCF, and LSU, and the group also made a stop at Clemson. USC also offered 2026 defensive end Jermaine Kinsler, 6'7", 260 of Oradell, New Jersey, 2026 offensive tackle Kale Ellis, and 2026 offensive tackle Bear McWhorter of Cartersville, Georgia. Also, USC target tight end Marshall Pritchett, offered by Arizona. Wide receiver Corey Sims, who has an offer from USC, has set an official visit to Missouri for June 21st. 2026 Zion Giles of Carvers Bay plans to visit USC next week. He was at Clemson last weekend. He was offered by Coastal Carolina on Tuesday. And Camden defensive back JoJo Krim visited Clemson this past Saturday. There you go with the recruiting report tonight here on Sports Talk. Make sure you check it out every day on our Twitter at Sports Talk SC and on the internet on our website at SportsTalkSC.com.